Welcome to Straight and Curly,
a podcast for self-improvement junkies.
I'm Kelly Exeter.
And I'm Carly Jacobs. Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in to our very first episode of Straight and Curly. A few of you might know us. I assume that the first few people that start listening to podcasts are people who already know the people who are doing them. I'm here today with my lovely friend Kelly.
Hello, Carly. How are you?
Good, good.
I was going to say hello, Smaggle. And
No, I call you everything. Smaggle's totally fine.
Okay, I think I'll call you Carly just for consistency's sake.
Sure. So what we're doing today is just a little intro to our podcast. I'll turn you over to Kelly so that she can introduce herself, just in case you don't know who Kelly is. This is Kelly Exeter.
So I'm Kelly Exeter. You can find me online at kellyexeter.com.au. I write a blog called A Life Less Frantic. I'm also a mother of two, a wife of one. I'm a runner, a writer, a business owner, an editor. And I'll stop there because the list does tend to go on and you're probably getting some kind of idea about why I need to be a self-improvement junkie so I can get through all that stuff in a day.
And I'm Carly Jacobs. You can find me at www.smaggle.com. I've been writing in the online space for about 8 years now, and I write a blog that teaches people how to be the star of their own lives. I don't have children, but I do live with my very, very delicious partner in a little tiny one-bedroom flat in Melbourne. And, yeah, I just write lots of things about how you can improve your life and make positive changes and make sure everything's manageable. So Kelly and I decided to team up together to do a podcast, and the reason why we picked Straight and Curly is because she's a little bit straight and I'm a little bit curly, but we're both total self-improvement junkies, so we thought that we would try and give reviews of all different kinds of life hacks and stuff. Like, you know, when you're cruising around on the internet and you find like a cool life hack, but you're not sure if it sounds like a really good idea or like a really shit idea. So we've decided that we'll just trial everything for you and let you know if it works or not.
And that's it. And I think Carly and I have pretty much tried everything. I think we've been reading each other's blogs for a few years.
Definitely.
And I think we've both spent a lot of time going, oh, my God, are we the same person?
Totally.
Because I've done that too. But I think it's going to be interesting, Carl, because, yeah, as you mentioned, you don't have kids, but I do. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see which of the things we try
that works, know, and which works for people who have kids and which works for people who don't have kids. And even though we're both quite organized people, I know that you're like a little bit less alternative than me, and I will try anything. I'm kind of like, yeah, just bring it on, man, whatever. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what kind of stuff we get up to.
Definitely. And I think I have to tell a story of, like, I think when you told our friend Nikki what we were going to call the podcast, because the name initially came from my hair, because I've got very, very straight hair and Carly's got very, very curly hair. So that's what, you know, that's what Kate Toon, we do have to give Kate Toon, a copywriter, a shout out in this episode, because she's the one that came up with the name.
And
we did
so much, Kate. We were struggling with a name for it, and then the second you said it, we were just like, yep, straight and curly, boom.
That's the one. And we did, yeah, and you're getting Carly's firstborn.
Yes.
When that arrives.
Definitely.
My firstborn's, you don't want him.
Actually, you wouldn't want my theoretical firstborn either. It's probably going to have all kinds of, you know, issues with being allergic to things. My partner and I are allergic to so much stuff. It's just going to be like a really itchy, gross baby, so you can have it.
The baby will keep Kate very busy.
Yes.
And she'll be ever so grateful for that payment for her intellectual property. But yes, so our friend Nikki, when Carly told her that that's what we were going to call the podcast, kind of burst out into laughter and said, that's just so appropriate. Kelly's really straight and Carly, you're a bit curly. But definitely, because I'm very, what's the opposite of alternative?
Oh, gosh, I'm not even sure what word you'd use. You're very by the book.
I'm very, you know, yeah. Oh, I can't even think of the word, but Carly, on the other hand, is a performing artist. you've literally tried everything.
I have, yes, that is
true. And I think that that's going to make for some really, really interesting conversations. So, Carl, why are you interested in self-improvement? Why are you even a self-improvement junkie?
I think actually the main reason why is when I was growing up, my first job that I ever got was in a newsagent in Canberra, in Woden Plaza, in case anyone can get the reference there. And I worked at that newsagent from the time when I was 14 and 9 months, which was the legal age when you were first allowed to start working back then. And I worked there until I was 21. And it was a lovely small business, and the people who owned it were just gorgeous. And so there's a thing in the magazine industry back in the day, you used to call it topping magazines. And if you didn't sell all the magazines that you ordered, you'd rip the front cover off and send the cover back, but you got to keep the magazines. So every month I would get these stacks and stacks of magazines, and I would read all of them, like, you know, Clio and Cosmo, and, you know, I'd even read like That's Life and, you know, all of the little cheap weekly ones. And I just loved all the advice columns. It was just my favorite thing. And, you know, I loved Home Hints in Women's Weekly magazine. I was like this 15-year-old that'd be like, oh yeah, a baking soda is a fabulous alternative to all my cleaning products. So I just really early on had a hardcore addiction to learning about how to improve my life and tips and tricks and things. And I love kind of old wives' tales and cool stuff that parents hand down, and, you know, awesome pieces of advice and stuff. And my mum's quite knowledgeable about stuff. Like, she, you know, if there's a stain in clothes or whatever, like, if my mum can't get it out, you can't get the stain out. Like, she's a genius. So I've just always really loved lots of advice and tips and things. And I love lists as well, so that's always quite appealing. And plus, I just like being a good human. Like, I just think being good at life is just, I think, one of the most admirable traits to, you know, to aim for.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because that's actually probably more where I come from, the, you know, the self-improvement thing from. I mean, I'm also a relentless striver type.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. So, you know, I'm one of those people that has to have a crack at things.
Yeah.
You know, if they can make me a better person. But also I'm an INFJ personality type, which means I'm also a hardcore idealist.
I haven't done that, or I have done it, but then I forgot what my results were. But I should do that.
Figure out what you are.
We can talk about it next week.
Because Carly, I think, is almost pretty much the exact opposite of me. Personality type.
I think I remember doing it, and I remember reading the results and being like, I'm pretty sure that loosely translates to judgmental bitch. So I was like, awkward.
Well, my personality type translates to really irritating idealist type thing, which is, you know, which I do try to keep a lid on, because idealists can be annoying. But in the context of this podcast, where my idealism comes through is the fact that, you know, I want to be the very best person that I can be. I want to get the maximum I can out of myself, you know, within the confines of, you know, the things that life imposes on me. But also, I really, really believe, and you touched on this before, is that, you know, the more people in the world who are getting the best out of themselves, who are happy and fully functioning humans, they're bringing the best of themselves to the world.
Yeah.
They're bringing everybody else up around them to that level. They're also serving the world in the best way that they can.
Sorry, I just very strangely got a phone call in the middle of that. Sorry. My first ever podcast and I get a phone call in the middle of it. I'm just going to turn my phone off. So sorry about that, guys. Super profesh.
And note that we, even though we have perfectionist tendencies, are not going to edit that out. Because
no.
It's just the intro.
It is, yeah. It's episode zero, guys, so don't stress about it.
And this is Carly, who's super non-techie, and this is why that happened.
I know. I am super non-techie. I didn't even think.
And also because Ben left.
He did, yeah. My partner's in charge of all my tech things. Like, legit, he charges my phone every night before I go to bed. I just leave it on the kitchen table and he just charges it for me. So, yeah, I'm kind of lost in the world of tech when he leaves the house. So, yeah, I'll remember to turn my phone off next time, I promise.
Okay. And mine's sitting right next to me, so I can't really. Yeah, I can't really have a got you. It rang around be stuff, so I'm just going to throw it across the room. But, yeah, no, my idealism comes from, yeah, I just really would love if everybody can bring the best of themselves to the world, then the world is going to be a much, much more magical place to be in. And in bringing the best of yourself to the world.
So this is why we're going to work together so well, is because you're like, I just want everyone to bring the best of themselves to the world. And I'm just like, I just want everyone to be really efficient. So I think that's where we differ on that. I'm like, just be where you say you're going to be on time and do the thing you said you were going to do. And Kelly's just like, love yourself. So I think it'll be.
Oh, I want people to be efficient too, but probably not as hardcore as you. Like, I am the person at the supermarket who's looking at the checkout chick going, you know, there's a faster way to be doing what you're doing there.
Oh, totally. Oh, man. Sometimes I go to shops and I'm just like, can I just come in here and overhaul your entire business because you're doing it wrong?
We've definitely, I think, added ourselves a bit in this intro, and perhaps, do you reckon that's a good place to wind up?
Yeah, definitely. So our first episode will be coming up soon, and each week we'll be doing a different life hack and, you know, reviewing it and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys, and, see you then.
Thanks.
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Straight and Curly. This week's show notes and links will be available at www.straightandcurly.com.
And if you have any questions or weird self-improvement hacks that you want us to trial, you can tweet us at Kelly Exeter, that's Kelly E-X-E-T-E-R, or at Smaggle, that's S-M-A-G-G-L-E, or you can email us at hello@straightandcurly.com.
For your ears.
Who is that? Hi, Puck Pass.